Welcome to chapter one of Legion's Cast.
Nice, Steve.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Second time's always better than the first.
You know, I'm not a professional yet, but I'm trying. Someday, I'll be a real boy. Yeah. So if you don't know, I am your host, Steve Bisciotti. With me today are the other two guys. Travis Bowles, how you doing?
Wonderful.
And Pete McCarthy, how are you, Pete?
Pete's doing great.
Awesome. I'm glad that you're doing great. You seem excited. You're wearing your Cabal shirt.
I got to represent. You know, I paid good money for this.
You did?
I did.
Actually, Travis did, I think.
Well, his money's my money.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
We're kind of all in this together.
Yeah, we are.
It's like High School Musical.
Right.
So.
That was a great reference. I love
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Sometimes I pull one out. Right.
You know, and what's amazing is I'll totally hijack Legion's Cast right here in chapter one and talk about stuff nobody wants to hear about. Zac Efron is amazing. You brought up High School Musical, and you see the things that he's done, like in Baywatch. He's great in Baywatch. He was great as Ted Bundy on that Netflix. I mean, he's got range, and he's ripped. So good for Zac Efron.
He does have range. So I'm a little jealous of him because my wife has this weird kind of crush on him. And I keep telling her he's too young for her, and she keeps disagreeing with me. That's just the way it is. But anyways, we're not here to talk about that stuff. We're here to talk about some awesome toys. Some Mythic Legions. Travis, just so people can get to know us, what I don't think we've asked this on the Legions Cast yet. What's your favorite type of figure from Mythic Legions?
Man, that is so hard to answer.
Well, you got to answer that question, the first question. When you say type,
I'm talking ogres,
okay.
Humans,
all right.
Dwarves.
Because type could be
goblins.
Taken as builder, regular, you know, nope. So.
Man, it is almost impossible for me to answer that question because every time I start to play with a new one, put his gear on him, maybe put a custom head on him. You know, like, I've liked the dwarfs. I thought they're pretty neat, and I've always enjoyed dwarf armies and shows, Lord of the Rings, Forgotten Realms stories of Red Dungeons and Dragons. But the dwarfs, yeah, I was like, it's going to be cool to have them as an army. But as soon as I started putting some custom heads on them and giving them a little bit of variety, where you could have, you know, five or six of them surrounding King Bromden or something, and all of a sudden I'm like, holy crap, I absolutely love these.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I'm still going to side a little bit more with the Monster Realm, and it is probably going to be, oh my gosh, so hard. It's probably going to be the Skeletons.
Yeah?
Yep.
I get it. The Skeletons are amazing.
You know, and that was where I'm running through my head. That's exactly where I landed with Skeletons, for the simple fact of they're all amazing. The flexibility within. If I had to say, hey, I could only have one type of Mythic Legions, you could make some incredible figures with very little custom, you know, and make a badass shelf for that's just bones, man.
Yeah.
So,
you know, the weird thing is I thought I would, as soon as they made the elves, I thought I would be all in on those. I understand. I am all in on them.
Right. Right.
But it's weird to me that they haven't got, in my opinion, watching people post online and talk about these figures, the elves haven't gotten a ton of love.
It does seem that way. And I was just having a conversation with one of our listeners over back through Messenger and stuff. I was trying to explain that I believe, like, the Elf Legion Builder is, like, the best value figure. One of them, for sure. I mean, three heads.
Great weapons.
Yeah, he comes with great weapons. He's cool. He's, there's some paint apps there. There's a green head. There's a helmeted head. There's a dark-skinned head. There's a white or Caucasian-looking head. Is that four heads? That it comes with?
They all have four heads, yes.
No, the green,
so some of them have armor.
Isn't
some
the
of them
green
bands,
one the closed helmet?
Yes,
also,
he's got his green ears sticking
out.
Yeah.
You know, and then he's got like a painted loincloth. So he's got some paint apps.
Well, and the gold is beautiful.
It is. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if the value in that figure, it just feels, you know, I don't know how these things cost out, but, you know, it just feels when you open it, you're like, man, got my money's worth on this one.
You know what I think, too, what might be hard for me is I never envisioned, prior to Lord of the Rings, and it probably actually was The Hobbit, I never envisioned armored elves, which it makes sense that they would get armored up for big battles. But usually when you think of elves, you think of like the elf ranger,
yeah,
you know, who that's what I usually would envision.
Leather, boots, tunics,
yes,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, yep.
And one of the things about kind of in the whole elf thing and, you know, doing, you know, Dungeons and Dragons, you know, the fifth edition stuff, they're stealthy. Well, you know, clink, clank, clink, clank, clink, you're going to sneak up on somebody in full armor. And that's where a lot of that, the leather stuff that comes from. Obviously the coloring and then also being able to move, you know, more nimbly and different things. So it makes sense as to why in the world of elves, they wouldn't have all of that armor.
Yeah, totally agree.
And the fun thing about Mythic Legions is like when you get yourself a couple of elf builders and then you get the elf ranger. Well, the elf ranger comes with two heads.
Yeah.
So there's another head, another variation head you can throw on your elf. You know, like the long haired one. I put that on a builder, and it just looks cool. They're fun.
Oh, it's just amazing. What is your favorite?
I'm gonna go with the barbarians.
Yeah. That, I mean, I, P, were you? Was there any question that that's where he was gonna go?
I didn't. I knew it was gonna be barbarian, and for numerous reasons. Right out of the gate, obviously, that's your jam. And it goes back to He-Man. We all know that. It goes back to, you know, full frontal male nudity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the, but again, too, you look at the way that all of these accessorize, the barbarians have some of, even shirtless have some absolutely great options that you can do.
There's a lot of variations,
you know,
there.
Right. And like I said, to be able to take, now, don't get me wrong, not everybody has the ability to buy six $35 to $55 figures to put different heads on them. But if you were so inclined to do that, you absolutely could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have demonstrated on more than one occasion that removing one shoulder pauldron and then taking breaking a long staff into two pieces totally changes the dynamic with a good pose. And you didn't do much of anything to that other than throw a little creativity its way. So, I would say that we were absolutely right. I pulled up, sourcehorseman.com, jumped on the Necrominus page, which is primarily skeletons, of course, that faction. And Brother Mandibulus, as I've said on our other show, is my all-time favorite figure. That's my number one. Everything in here is skeletons, and they're all beautiful. I mean, even the skeleton soldier, that freaking ponytail with the horns, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, yeah.
Totally.
If you had to pick, I mean, is there one barbarian that stands out over the rest to you?
Atlas is the coolest. Atlas. I mean, he just is.
Who, if you guys listen to the prologue, is he a good guy or a bad guy? We don't know. We don't know.
No, you're wrong.
What?
That was Attila that we were talking about.
We don't know which one is good. We don't know either of them are good or bad.
I think they're both good.
Well, we didn't really explore Atlas's bio. I know you read it a little bit ahead.
Right. Right, just but, to kind of, but we don't know
we
why
haven't
he
officially,
left.
We haven't officially right. discussed it on this right. show yet.
Legion's cast has not made a ruling, therefore you guys do not yet have an opinion.
That's right, because our opinion
as listeners
will be your opinion.
Right.
I would say that another character that is a huge standout is Romulus.
Oh, the Spartans are absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just amazing. And I think people have wanted Spartan action figures for a long time.
Well, if you look in the cinematic universe, there's been quite a few blockbusting movies that are of that realm.
Yeah.
The Gladiators, the 300s, and that kind of stuff. And they, to the best of my knowledge, there's never been a ton of support in the world of collectibles and action figures in that Roman Empire-esque style.
If you're into 4-inch, Vitruvian Hex has right. got some amazing figures.
Right.
I'm just not a 4-inch collector, and after you get a 6-inch figure in your hand, I feel like it kind of just, for me personally, right. there's no comparing the two.
You know, and honestly, action figure collectors, a lot of times, are just like women. You know, you can't go back to 4-inch once you got 6-inch. You get like Steve, you get into Hot Toys, it's hard to go back to 6-inch. Once you've got a fully articulated 12-inch,
I really don't have a hard time with 6-inch at all. I have 6-inch in my hands, like 6-inch figures in my hands, most of the time.
And you prefer that?
Hot Toys, they're just a different animal for me.
Yeah.
My Hot Toy collection is just, it's, you know, I feel like when I look at my Hot Toys, there's like classical music playing in the background, you know?
He's got his white gloves on.
Yes, yeah, yes.
His brush as he combs Chewbacca's hair.
Gordon, Steven, dinner's ready. I'm almost done.
I'm asking for tea with two lumps.
Chewie's got a snarl.
And, you know.
Hey, Claire Bear, bring me some of your detangling spray for Chewie.
Yeah. And you know, and with the Legions, it's a different kind of a... It's just a different kind of a feeling. They're still high end. They're still beautiful. They're still works of art.
Yeah.
They're just so much fun. You can pull them apart. You can play with them. I can't. I will pull a Hot Toy out of the case and repose it every now and then.
Yeah.
But I will not just. I won't pull the arms off. And you can on them. But there's no interchangeability.
But you're
Why
really
would you
not.
Do that?
You're
Why
not playing you with a Hot
no,
Toy.
No, no, no. Yeah. It's totally just a display piece.
Yeah.
That you can pose, and it's just a different game. These, I think, Hot Toys have a wow factor to them because people usually can identify with them because they're based on movies. So, like, the average person comes over to your house, they're like, oh, look at that. They look at the Legion's non-toy collector, and they're like, well, these are neat. What are they? Right. And no one has any backstory with them.
And it's hard to swing a $300 figure that you don't have any connection with other than, hey, that figure's really cool looking.
Yeah, yeah. And so, anyways, cool. Well, Pete, you're skeletons too. So that's what you said, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think I'm right in that thing. Like, and really too, that would change for me as my collection grows, I'm sure. Or at least it would be harder for me to decide, because I don't have the collection that you guys have by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I'm very fortunate to have a ton of exposure to the line. And I get to play with, and I get to, you know, do all that, but I don't own a lot of these figures yet.
Right.
So,
right.
So in other words, it's, you know, Legions Cast fans, we're, it's that time of the year. It's the season of giving. So if you feel so inclined, you can mail us stuff to, Legions Cast at 614 East Colby in Whitehall, Michigan, 49461, care of Pete McCarthy. So, you know.
Wow.
Exactly how Pete has got most of his legions.
Yeah.
And stealing them from White Elephant gift parties.
Gifts, yes, yeah. Gifts.
So. Making, yeah. Well, we've got some Mythic Legions news.
We do. Actually, some super exciting Mythic Legions news. We have been told that next week, if all goes according to schedule, the voting for the Mythic Legions All-Star Wave 3.0 will be up and running.
Come on, Urzok. I need an Urzok.
Oh, you're going to start start it now.
I'm going to start campaigning now for Urzok.
And this is the audience. Walter and all three of his friends listening to this, they'll back you. They will back you. One thing to note too, in talking with our with our source horseman. You see what I did there? Mm-hmm. We've got an inside source at the horseman. And he has said that there's probably going to be a registration process. You will actually probably have to sign up for the Mythic Legions newsletter in order to cast your vote because of some of the concern of fraudulent voting with the 2.0 vote. And they want to make sure that they prevent that moving forward.
What kind of animal has to mess with a stupid action figure voting?
Some guy that screams, Urzok, into the microphone.
I still wouldn't mess with it.
It was I remember watching this go down, and it was some weird numbers were jumping just all over the place. And really, you know, I don't know if it was ever confirmed or not, but obviously, you know, it's suspected that there was some bot play involved. And, you know, it's interesting. I was talking with Jeremy Gerard, and he said, you know, he goes, it's almost impossible to stop that kind of stuff.
In the world that we live in, it's very, very difficult.
Look at our presidential election. I mean, there's talk that there was tampering in that, you know, and so, I mean, when you get down to this
no
level.
No collusion. There was no collusion.
So you get down to this level and it totally, you know.
Version 2.0. Everybody wanted what they wanted.
So what I do think is in 2.0, the horsemen, they felt that there was some issues and they added some things that they, you know, they kind of took care of the fans, and that's what they do.
Right.
So what it sounded like is you need to, if you want to get involved in this voting process, you need to head over to Source Horsemen. And I think at the bottom of the front page, you can go down there and sign up for that newsletter.
Sign up for the newsletter.
Yep. And then you will be allowed, hopefully, to be involved in this.
Right. Bottom line is keep the butt play out of Mythic Legions. You know, we don't need bot play.
Yeah, I agree.
In the Mythic Legions.
I agree.
And not that we're against bot play. We're not against bot play, but it has its time and place.
Yeah.
So, you know, bot play is not a, it's not a regular thing. It's kind of a, it's a special occasion thing. So.
You know, and I don't, I was happy with what we got, but I would agree.
I was too.
Yes.
I got my skeletons.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, those are great figures, and I was so happy to have that. And, yeah, there was some good stuff in there. There was, you know. Come on, it's all good.
Yep, it is all good. It will be interesting to see what they allow in, though. Because, you know, there's been talk that they said they were never going to redo the Motu theme figures.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, there's people want them so bad. And
what do you think? You think they should?
It's hard. I like that there's limited, you know, limited. You know what also I liked? I liked when 2.0, when they came out, there was some paid app differences.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I liked that there was a little bit of, you know, it's still the same figure and everything, but there was a little bit of variation.
Just a little something.
Just a little bit. I loved that.
Me too.
You know?
I like that.
And, I mean, the Templars were amazing. So, I think it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do. I do like that there is a little bit of limited.
I think there should be some figures that are sacred.
I like that. It's fun.
I don't think most of them should be. I think 95% of them shouldn't be sacred.
And so then the easy cutoff there is you do say the He-Man themed ones.
Yeah.
And the other side of things too is where you talk about a subtle difference in a paint app to where now you've got six Templar knights, you know, in a battle scene. Well, what are you going to do with four Kauroses? You know, that's not when you're not going to necessarily army build those types of figures, and the you know those themed ones are in my mind are specific enough to where you don't want the average person wouldn't want a duplicate at least for display unless they had something very specific in mind.
You know, the one thing is though they did give with Kauros, and I don't think we actually talked about it on the last episode. They gave you an alternate head.
I think we did mention it.
I can't remember if we did or didn't.
Because I think Pete ran down the list of his accessories.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But we didn't really go into the fact that
we didn't talk about it.
It's not a cat head, though, right? It's like an orc head, right?
Yeah. No. So you could either be an orc or kind of what it is made to look like is a helmeted battle cat head.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so, and that honestly, that to me is genius on the Four Horsemen's part because those are an easy sell for He-Man fans. So they've got the Mythic Legion action figures, and they've got those fans. Then there's the crossover He-Man fans. Okay, well, obviously the crossover people want them. The just He-Man non-Mythic Legion people would be interested in just those figures. But then the Mythic Legions people who could care less about He-Man can get those and do something different. I mean, that's fan service, and that's what the Four Horsemen have always been about since day one. It's taking care of the fans.
All right. Well, I can't wait for All-Stars 3.0.
What, Trev, do you have one? Do you have one that's got to be on there?
No, the only thing I would say is I'd like to see some. I have them, so I would like to see some of the high-dollar figures, Otho. You know, it's weird as even some of the ones that already were a 2.0 All-Star, that I could see them easily getting voted back in again.
Right.
You know, I mean, you've already had multiple chances to get them, but the reality of it is if you're coming into the line late,
right,
you know, there's still people that want, and I can't, Scapular and, you know, some figures that you had opportunities, but if you're late to the game.
You didn't have opportunities.
Exactly, because this is brand new to you.
Yeah.
Right.
And now we're so deep already. That's just so interesting about this line. There's a lot of characters out there already, and in a couple of years, there's going to be twice as many.
Yeah,
it's and the sky's the limit at this point. It's going to be, it's only going to keep exploding.
No, it's a ton of fun. Ton of fun.
Yeah.
So the female barbarians, there's an update on that. Steve, you want to handle that?
Well, actually, maybe Travis is better suited. I don't remember this happening.
Oh, okay.
Travis is gonna be like, I think Pete should handle it. We'll just go round and round all day.
You know, Pete, this is a good one for. So the
Cody, female, come talk about this.
The female barbarians, pretty simple. What happened is when there was a miscommunication, which, I mean, obviously language barriers and things, the factory made more male barbarian builders, which a lot of people were really happy about.
Right.
They got their hands on them.
They got their hands on them. You had another chance to order them.
One of very popular figures.
Yes. If not, and like I've said, that's if I was going to hand a Mythic Legion to someone and say, hey, get on board, that's what I would hand them. It's a high dollar figure. I understand that, but you could just do so much with it.
Yeah.
What faction is that, does that belong to? Do you guys know?
The Bear. So what happened was they accidentally made those. So a lot of people that ordered the female army barbarian builder.
Didn't get theirs.
Yep. They didn't get the female. I mean, so, and I shouldn't say it because I got them. I mean, right. People did get them. They were sent out. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if it was in the next chance to order. I can't remember how it went down.
Yeah.
But regardless, people didn't get them and have been waiting still to this day. You know, so there's a lot of people out there that will be happy when these figures start shipping.
If you are an action figure collector and you care anything about sculpt, paint app, posability accessories, Travis, you are 100% correct. If you hand that figure to somebody, they're going to fall in love.
Yeah.
Absolutely fall in love. That's amazing.
It is. It's just a beautiful figure. And a lot of people love it.
And they come with extra parts that you can, you know, I've thrown a lot of those extra parts on other figures. And yeah. That's just fun.
Real quick, side note, did you guys see the custom figure that was made out of the adapters the other day on the Cabal?
No, I missed that.
Yes, I saw
it. It's like a huge Build-A-Figure. Like, it's like Ultron meets Hulkbuster, but it's all like the little... It's amazing. Like, it's an absolute work of art. And it's just with those little adapters that everybody goes, what are these for? It's amazing.
So it's like it's supposed to be like a Gollum kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's
so genius.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it is absolutely genius. And it's and the thing is...
It looks good.
It looks so good.
And I hate that we can't say who did it because no, I have no idea.
Yeah, because we're terrible people and we're not prepared to talk about that.
And so. To go back into the Cabal is almost a nightmare because there's so many amazing posts on there.
Yeah, I just... If you're not getting on the Cabal 3-4 times a day, you're missing a ton of content. So,
wow.
So yeah, I think that wraps up Mythic Legion news for this episode.
All right, well, Mythic Legion news, that brings us on to our discussion about faction.
No, it does not.
It does not.
It does not. First off, we are going to do.
I forgot.
Walter the Mad posted in the Cabal recently that he wanted to do a giveaway. Wanted to throw a bone to us here at Legion's Cast and kind of do a little kickoff. Donated 3 Mythic Legions figures, and he asked the 3 of us to randomly select someone who was interested in getting a free figure, and it will get shipped to them. No questions asked other than, hey, we appreciate you supporting the Cabal. So we have done that today. We have the 3 winners picked. So if you want to claim your prize, hopefully you're listening. If you hear your name called, reach out to Walter Hagen at the Cabal, and he will help facilitate getting that gift to you. I'm going to give you about a week, and if you don't claim your prize, we're going to move on to the next Caballer. So yeah. Make sure you jump on and listen, and huge thank you to Walter Hagen for donating these and kind of helping spread the good word and helping us tinker around on the Cabal. So would you like to announce the winners?
Go right ahead, buddy.
Okay. The first random winner that we picked was William Morley. So congratulations, nice. William. Second, Levi Harris. Congratulations, Levi. And last but not least, Ryan Busey. So William, Levi, and Ryan, make sure you guys reach out to Walter Hagen, and he'll know. We're going to send him the list shortly, so it'll be verified. And let him know that you won. Let him know that you're a fan of the Cabal. Let him know that you're a fan of Legions Cast. Let him know you're a fan of SourceHorseman.com. Let him know you're a fan of Mythic Legions in general. And we'll get that shipped out to you. So thanks again to Walter, and thanks again to the 187 people that put in for the contest. So absolutely amazing.
It's amazing how a contest will get people to comment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, you want free stuff? Let's get free stuff. Let's do that. So. And you see how I did that in true Legions Cast style? I wasn't going to say stuff, but I did. So I'm getting better. I'm learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
All right.
All right. So we're moving on to, we are sticking with the same faction from the epilogue. Check that prologue. I'm a stupid idiot like Stephen Bisciotti. And so we have selected two new figures to talk about today. You want to, Travis, do you want to remind everyone what faction we're dealing with?
The Army of Lidicius.
All right. We're getting there. We are getting there. What figures did you bring today, Steven?
Okay, well, I'm just kind of going down the list in order. You know, obviously there's a couple of figures already added there that we don't even have our hands on yet. So I skipped those, and I went right to the next figure that everybody, well, not everybody, people have had access to getting their hands on, and that is Deltagar.
And Deltagar, if I'm not mistaken, Deltagar has actually one of the coolest backstories as far as the action figure world, maybe not in Mythos, but he was actually modeled after a Mythic Legions fan, correct?
Yeah, it was a tier in...
Kickstarter, right?
Kickstarter 2.0, I believe.
In like a $10,000?
Or was it 1.0?
No. No.
It was 2?
Yep.
But it was expensive.
I think it was 10,000.
10 grand?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So this gentleman paid $10,000. Okay. Oh, you know what? It's right here. Deltagar the Destroyer is the first Mythic Legions figure to feature the likeness of a fan. Delton Grassmine pledged for the Your Likeness on a Mythic Legions Figure pledge level of the Mythic Legions Advent of Decay Kickstarter campaign. And a figure was created by the Four Horsemen Studios in collaboration with Delton.
Which is awesome.
So awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we got a little backstory of this one. One of the times that we had Cornboy on the show, you know, he talked about that they actually kind of made him look a little bit
more heroic.
More heroic. And he said, "Hey, no, 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 no.
I want it to look like me.
I want it to look like me." Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
He is a human a role of a defender. He is a human. He was released in All-Stars 2.0. He comes with a dwarf sword, a warhammer, and a round shield. And he does have an additional head. There's the Delton Grassmid likeness head with removable crown. And then he has a Spartan-style helmet, which this helmet is incredible.
It's a 1.0 sculpt, and it's beautiful, and it always will be.
The green is what has always set this figure off for me in my mind. I absolutely love that green and gold, the way it plays off of each other.
You know, it's funny, when they first pictured it, I was like,
Yeah, I wasn't really over the moon about him either.
Yeah. And now, just like Pete said, their paint job always just amazes me. It really pops, and I have fallen in love with them. And I remember when I was getting him, I was like, yeah, I'm going to pop off his head and, you know, and use that Spartan head for sure. I like both.
I just play him with his Grassmine. Is it Grassmine?
Grassmine, yep.
Grassmine. I just play him with that head for sure. I thought I was going to do the same thing because I love the Spartans.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, you know, it's more variation. Yeah. He looks like a different character when you take this off. And and his crown is pretty cool.
Have you seen where people have turned the crown upside down?
No. What do you mean? You turn it.
Just pop it off and turn it upside down.
And it looks.
It's pretty simplistic instructions. There's not a whole lot of ways to take that.
I must not have ever taken
Wait, this. Wait, you mean you put it around his thigh? No, I mean you turn it upside down.
And I've seen them use this on other characters as well, but then it looks like what?
Like he's got little ears or horns?
Yeah, almost like more of like a crown. Like
like a more of a king style crown.
Yeah.
Or a royalty.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's just kind of a neat little thing that, you know, and simple stuff that people have done.
Why don't you give us the bio on this on this character?
So Deltagar the Destroyer, with ancestry dating back to the golden age of Mercurian Army, Deltagar the Destroyer is no stranger to wafers, warfares.
He's no stranger to wafers. He loves wafers. Triscuits, chicken, and a biscuit, doesn't matter. This guy's a wafer fiend.
Warfare's devastating toll. A towering figure, he serves as a leader and defender of the bustling town of Grasmid. This is a heavy mantle to bear because Grasmid's geographic position makes it the army of Lodiceus's first line of defense against the approaching forces of the Legion of Arathir.
Encroaching. It's encroaching.
Encroaching. What did I say?
Encroaching. that's not even a real word.
Luckily for his people, Deltagar accepts every challenge, carrying...
Against the encouraging forces of...
He accepts every challenge, carrying his mighty warhammer into battle with brave resolve. You know this dude's from Michigan?
Is he? No, right? I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's one of ours. Yep. So that means we're on the front line, too, against Arathir, man.
Yeah.
Must be coming from Canada. Right. Or the UP.
Man.
Gotta protect the bridge.
Yeah. He's just an amazing figure. And
very imposing.
So this guy is he's like a big shot in the town that's on the front line.
Yeah.
He's gonna walk around. Everybody's gonna be like, think he's like, you know, he's the leader. It's, you know, he's got his gold trimmed armor. He looks pretty fancy. Looks like he probably has some money in the coffers.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, and ladies in his harem.
Yeah.
If you guys, side note here, but if you just had 10 grand laying around,
yeah.
I mean, would you have jumped on that?
Absolutely.
Super rich. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I would have had 10 grand that I could have said, yeah, absolutely,
without a doubt. So. Without a doubt.
Right. I tried to get custom heads of ours made. I just can't afford that either. So, you know.
I'd still be a dwarf.
You think so?
Fits my body type.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
I'd be a dwarf.
Actually, we could just make my custom head and put it like on like a 6-inch Black Series Jabba. Right? Like, hey, it's a custom Pete. Put a Cabal t-shirt on the Jabba figure and call it.
There you go.
What kind of figure would you be, Trav?
Gosh, I'm thinking probably an orc or a goblin.
I imagine him. It's his big fat head on this little skinny Littlefinger action figure from Game of Thrones.
Just because head on a dwarf?
No,
not a dwarf. Yeah. An elf?
No, not even an elf. Like the perverted, like, you know, he was a creep. And I just think that's totally Travis. You know what I mean?
Well, I love Littlefinger.
Like, runs a brothel, you know, seduces his ugly ex-sister-in-law or whatever, and then throws her into a portal.
Yeah, this figure, the weapons are a great choice. I love that big broadsword, you know, being carried by, you know, a man like that. It's cool.
The Warhammer is an absolutely stellar addition, but there's no way it can be a replacement for a sword. That figure has to have a sword. The sword and the shield are very important to that look.
I like it a lot. And it's hard, too. It's because Steve's just got it posed so great. And if you don't know, if you're new to us, Steve really is a master poser. We'll make sure that we share some of his posing videos. But this dude knows how to pose a toy.
Yeah.
He's a poser.
Yeah, I've always have been a poser. Dude, you're such a poser. Back in the 90s, they used to say that about me. I'd wear my Doc Martens and be like, you're a poser.
So moving on.
that's where we've become in on Legion's cast and on our other show, from Docs to Crocs. That's what's happened now. So we used to be storming the mosh pit, now we're storming the refrigerator. So
storming the refrigerator.
What's really funny, though, is, you know, you think about how things have, like, tastes have changed over the years as we've gotten older. Have you ever paid attention to Travis's musical tastes?
They're the same.
They're garbage. Like, he has one full album, and it's like an acoustic set of songs that nobody's ever heard of from a 90s alternative band. And then he listens to the Avett Brothers and 21 Pilots. That's it. So Like, he's just, he has no range. I will tell you, though, that it, you'll be hard-pressed to find somebody that can go toe-to-toe with me duet style at midnight on the way home from a con for a little meatloaf paradise in the dashboard light. And we'll always have those memories, Trav.
We will.
So it's funny, though. We always fight over being the female. Is that weird?
No, that's not weird. Not weird at all. All
right. So introduce us with a little bio, Trav, on our next figure.
Oh, of course.
As he put food in his mouth.
I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing.
Although the army of Leodicus.
He's got a mouthful. It's so gross. And the thing is he's such a... So what he's eating, you guys, essentially it's a candy stick that's just the innards of a Butterfinger wrapped in coconut instead of chocolate. Like, what kind of person are you? Like, that should be on the list for a serial killer. Hey, well, check the boxes. Mutilated small animals, wet the bed, ate only the inside of a Butterfinger. You're a serial killer.
Likes fire.
I just think it's fun. Okay, so little backstory here. We walk into our studio here, and it has gone through some upgrades. Mm-hmm. And thanks to intern Cody.
Intern Cody's killing it.
Yeah, and shit. Stuff falling off the walls, but
it was so funny how you quick corrected yourself. And earlier when I was talking about the size of action figures, like, you could not get in quick enough to cut me off because you were so afraid of where I was gonna go with that. Like,
so anyways, yeah, we and so it looks very professional in here.
Mm-hmm.
But we are no more professional. Mm-mm. Than ever. Travis is still eating and then putting his brushing his crumbs off on the new tablecloth.
Faustia. And although the army of Leodicus is considered the military arm of the Legions of Light, they appreciate the importance of the clerics and mages within their ranks. Faustia is the army's chief cleric and close advisor to Attila Leosiroi. While most clerics...
Bless you? Did you sneeze? Is that what that is?
While most clerics try to find balance between magic and sword, Faustia's unusually fierce demeanor benefits the army of Leodicus. Faustia's unique style of combative magic makes her a deadly and trusted ally to Attila and his cause.
So I'm going to tell you right now, I keyed in a specific word in there, and it was mages. And last week, I cared little, knew nothing, no craps given about mages. I binge-watched the entire series The Witcher. I love mages. I am a mage fan.
Get me some mages.
Yeah, you could say I'm a major fan of mages. All right, and I'm sorry if you like Mythic Legions action figures, you are gonna love The Witcher. Okay,
all right.
And if you love hot naked women, you are gonna love The Witcher.
So not a good one to watch with kids.
It depends. Travis, yeah, by all means, watch it with Kane because you're a terrible human being. But most people. No, okay. I wouldn't watch it with kids.
Okay.
So.
It's an amazing show. And like Pete said, if you're a fan of Mythic Legions, I imagine you will really enjoy this show. Yeah. Really well done. Geralt. Geralt.
Yep.
Is played by.
Henry Cavill.
Who I absolutely love.
Oh, he's crushing it.
Yeah.
I was, so with Game of Thrones, I thought one of the reasons that they were so successful and the actors were so successful was there was no expectation. A lot of them were not people that were very well known to us. Now, right. Don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously Lena Headey, and there were some actors that had done other things.
I knew that, but the actor that plays Tyrion had to live up to Miles Finch.
Right. Exactly.
That was a tough one.
71 degrees. Okay. But I was very, very nervous going into this show going, that's Superman. When you take somebody from such an iconic role that everybody has set eyes on and put him into this, I was nervous. And not because I figured he would do a great job and I figured the makeup department would do a great job, but I'm like, he's such a big name already and he is Geralt. It's amazing. He's absolutely crushing it. Hands down, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Definitely.
Did you get the whole thing?
Yep.
Is he still beautiful?
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Okay.
Oh, he's absolutely stunning, shirtless often. Oh,
ripped.
I'm watching it.
Just ripped.
And you guys just talked me into it.
And his character is, I mean, he's one of those characters you just love as a hero hat slash anti.
Yeah, anti is a
Have you noticed what his there? If you went through all of his lines in the show, he has one line that he uses more than anything else, and it's
He just grunts.
He grunts a lot.
Okay, I'm liking it.
He's like the he's basically the Dungeons and Dragons Ray Donovan.
Steve, I would be shocked if you don't love this. And like I said, you're gonna watch it. And the first episode, there's armor that I'm like, oh my gosh, Dennis Derby just did a really cool custom on the Cabal that looked just like that armor. You know, it's just beautiful.
Well, if you think about the how similar, as soon as I saw Elfenheist, whatever the bad, you look at that black armor and you go, that's Mythic Legion's vampires.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a great testament to how well the horsemen did their armor, designing it based off of armor, you know, that was used in the past. It's just a great show. And Steve, you will love it, and we will definitely recommend it to all Mythic Legion fans. There's swearing, there's nudity, there is gruesome violence.
But great monsters.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's very enjoyable.
Yeah. To get back to Faustia, again, obviously she's in the army. She's a human cleric.
So she sounds like she's pretty close to Attila. She's like one of his advisors. She's up on the ladder here. And we know when we'll get to it, Otho is right there too. Otho is like his best bud. So, you know, I see kind of maybe these three at the top so far. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be other characters like that, but
you kind of envision that epic battle scene where it's the whole army and then they zoom in to the very center. And then there's the three. He's on his horse. They're to the left and right on their horses, you know, kind of giving the orders and what have you.
You know, this goes to, like, my opinion and my defense in our prologue where I talked about that I don't think he's a bad guy. When you look at who's surrounding him. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand he's a king slash leader of the army, and sometimes, you know, the politics and all that is dirty, but they can be surrounded by good people, but I start to see that these people are the people that have sworn their allegiance to him. I just don't buy that he's a bad guy.
But it makes you wonder what Atlas did to not have these people have faith in him anymore.
Well, I think we know, and we'll see as we get to him, of course, but it seems like he walked away.
Well, he did, but there's conflicting
in
the bios.
He talked about a scandal.
Right.
So I wonder what the scandal is.
He did walk away, but he was also, there was another thing that said he was pushed out there was a word that indicated that, well, hey, is it one of those situations of, hey, you know, you're mid-level employee, hey, you screwed up, we're going to let you resign to save face.
And why does the noble bear walk away? Why does a guy that's called the noble bear say, no, I don't want this. I'm going
to
go.
It leads you to believe that there was something that was against his morals or against his ethics that said, I can't be party to this,
and
packed it up.
And I don't necessarily mean that Attila has to be a bad guy.
No.
I would love to know what their differences are. Right. What's the difference between Attila and Atlas? What is the two that, what is separating them guys?
Right.
They're brothers. They're obviously both great warriors. They talk about Attila being charismatic, but you got a guy over here named Atlas called the Noble Bear. Has lots of followers. He's got a big one-eyed troll following him around. There's some differences. There's a scandal involved here. I want a story, a book, a cartoon, a movie. Come on.
I want it bad.
Yeah. So bad.
I love the imagination part of this. You know, the horseman lays some seeds.
Yeah. And then let us run with it.
I love that part of it. But it would be fun.
But they build their backstories the same way they build their figures. Hey, we gave you a lot here, and just as it sits, it's awesome. But if you want to change it, by all means, go ahead. And like I said, the figures are the same way as the backstories. Released in the Siege of Borngar, was also available as an early release ToyCon New Jersey in 19. Comes with a staff with a topper, a Zweihänder sword, a round shield with a handle, and a red cape. And then it has an additional head. There's the hooded head that we see on her now. And then, of course, the bucket helmet head.
Which
gold
I
with the red cross
love.
Accents.
They're
beautiful.
Both great. They both look fantastic. And the cool thing is I see this as she's got a few soldiers, and you could army build her and put the other helmet on those.
Oh, yeah.
And it would just be beautiful.
I disagree. It would, you'd have to stand her out.
See, I'm with Steve on this. So. Her like this in the hood, that beautiful face.
Put the cape on her.
With the cape.
Don't put the cape on the other ones.
Exactly. The other two, I don't. And I'll have them holding the sword. I like her with the mace. That mace on a long staff is...
It's awesome. Cool.
I just imagine her swinging that around in battle. Right. Also doing spells. And,
I just wish we had a spellcaster hand.
It's coming. You know, it will come. It'll be, you know, we'll be waiting on the women one, of course. But I'll tell you, this is another one of those figures. When they drop pictures of her... I was like, eh. I don't get me wrong. I liked her, but I was like, God, just something doesn't really isn't. But as soon as we got her, as soon as he started getting
those
her in your hands,
pop.
Those colors are amazing, especially on a shelf.
Well, right, and these two figures are great examples. I'm not a gold guy. If there was never a gold figure, I never would have thought twice about it. I don't like gold anything. But these two, I mean, these figures, the way that they do them, the accent colors, and the way that they use. So, you know, obviously, you know, looking at Deltagar, it's a green base with the gold accents. Obviously, there's a lot of red, but there's more gold in the pauldrons. They just, the way that they balance their color schemes are amazing.
And this faction so far has got a lot of gold in it. A
lot of gold
in it. Attila himself is very gold.
He's gold.
He's all
gold
almost. Right. You know, and so there's just a lot of that here so far.
Right. But you know, but yeah, and you're absolutely right, Steve. Magnus, gold. Otho, gold.
Yeah.
You know.
Vetus, very gold.
Yep. And that's one we don't have yet, correct?
No, we've got Vetus. He's one of the first ones.
We don't have the red shield and the Iron Knight then? What do we
No, have? We have the Iron Knight. We don't have the red shield, we don't have Magnus.
We don't have Magnus is the other one we don't have yet.
Coming soon.
And Hurt.
Hadriana.
Yep.
It'd be cool if we would have those figures by the time we were done with this faction.
I think it's probably going to happen. So. Nah, I doubt it. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We
might come back to them.
Make sure you email the Horseman and tell them, hey, these guys need the figures.
Yeah.
They got to do it.
Legion's cast is priority now.
Right.
It's a couple beautiful figures.
They're both beautiful.
Yep.
What do you guys think? That's a show?
That's a show. I mean...
That is a show.
All right, before we go, before Pete goes and wraps us up, I want to talk about... So right now, we're running this show on the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me feed. If you want to subscribe to this show at this point, you need to go, and if you're not already subscribed to My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me, you need to subscribe to My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me, and this will pop up on the feed.
And if you're not already subscribed to the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast, take a good look long in the mirror and say, hey, what's your problem?
And if your problem is that you don't like to be offended and you don't like salty language, then just don't pay attention to those shows. But if you like to laugh, you got to subscribe.
And we the goal is to get this on its own feed, right?
Yeah, and that's where we're headed, and we're going to try to do that. But for now, this is how we're doing it. I'm hoping
you've heard how stupid we are. It's not that easy to just make a new feed. So we're lucky like we've gotten as far as we've gotten. So bear with us. Noble, bear with us. Okay?
Right.
So
you can't go to iTunes yet and search Legion's cast because it's not going to pop up because it doesn't exist. It's under My Wife Is Going to Kill Me. And find us there until we tell you otherwise, and you go search the heck out of it, and you'll find some coming art that will be popping up that'll be beautiful. Some coming music. You heard the Conan music at the beginning of this thing. Well, that's going to get to be. We're going to have our own original music eventually. Just using that as a stand-in. So,
awesome. Couple of great figures again. If you guys don't have. Deltagar, if you don't have Faustia, grab them, find them, eBay them, trade for them, do whatever you got to do, get them in your collection. They're absolutely amazing.
You can't have mine, though.
You cannot have Stevens. Travis only has four of each, so he will not part with them either. we're wrapping up chapter one of Legion's cast today. Huge shout out again, a thank you to Walter Hagen, Walter the Mad, from the Mythic Legion's Cabal, for his awesome donation. Winners: William Morley, Levi Harris, Ryan Busey. Make sure you guys reach out to Walt and tell him that you guys won and get those awesome Mythic Legion's figures coming your direction. Looking forward to more fan interaction. We're already being told that there are literally people from around the world that are asking about the next episode, asking about how do they get on the show, how do they become a part of the show. And we're going to open up some of those doors. We're going to get more guests on. We've got a laundry list of people that we want to bother with our shenanigans. So look for us. Like I said, we're going to be all over the cabal. You can find us. We'll be starting our own Facebook page in the very near future. So we can do announcements and share links and what have you. So we'll wrap it up. For your host, Stephen Bisciotti, co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. And until next time, we'll see you guys on the road to Mythos.